if you think chivalry is dead, come to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in Kalamazoo. It's a public event put on by the Society for Creative Anachronism, an international group that tries to recreate pre-17th century Europe as best they can. Dan Mondew and his wife Shannon Rosette Mondew of Portage are both trained as sword fighters in the SCA. In fact, they met at this same event about 20 years ago. This weekend, Mondew and other knights will don full armor and cross blades, or in this case, bamboo rods, also known as rattans.
So if I'm struck with a telling blow in the head, I'm defeated. If I'm struck in the body, likewise. If I'm struck in a limb, I lose the use of the limb. So if I'm hit in the arm, I can no longer fight with that arm. The unique thing about it is that the person themselves decides whether they've been bested, whether they've been defeated. So it's kind of like call your deads, so to speak. So if I'm struck, I am the judge of whether I was struck with sufficient force.
But it's not all about sword fighting, just about every kind of craft, art, or science that was pursued in the Middle Ages is practiced by at least one member of the SCA. And former SCA queen, Christine Wittenbach, says it's really the best way to learn.
It gives you a chance to not just look at embroidery in a book, but to actually do that embroidery or see someone else who's wearing it. Or weaving. There are people who will weave all day long, and you can go help them and learn how to do that.
Wittenbach says members of the SCA aren't like entertainers in a Renaissance fair, or like self-made characters in a role-playing game. They're more like Civil War reenactors. Though the organization accepts people of all skill levels, some members' work could only be more authentic if it was actually made in medieval times.
My name is Shannon Rosette Mondew. I'm a member of the Order of the Laurel, which is the highest order for arts in the society. And I was made a laurel for my work in culinary arts, as well as my research of historical food. Look over here in my cupboard, you're going to see ingredients that probably you're not going to find anywhere else.
Rosette Mondew goes to great lengths to research medieval foods, from the spices she uses to what it's prepared in. She recently made a first century Roman dish that turned out a lot like turducken.
Where you have a turkey that's been stuffed with a goose, that's been stuffed with a chicken, or a duck. In this case, it was a piglet, a 35-pound piglet that was stuffed with pork loin that had been rolled and chicken and a bunch of other ingredients. And then it was sewn up and spitted, and we roasted it for 18 hours.
Rosette Mondew says, in the SCA, chivalry doesn't always mean rescuing a damsel in distress.
This is a scroll that was made for me when I became a laurel, and it is hand-painted and illuminated with pigments that are made from actual gemstones. I don't know the actual value of it because the value to me is intrinsic, but to the outside world, that is a reproduction manuscript page. And I'm going to, you know, hazard a guess and say it's worth multiple hundreds of dollars that was given to me to acknowledge the day that I was recognized as a peer of the society. I mean, that's a pretty incredible gift for someone to give.
Rosette Mondew practices chivalry in her own way. She teaches medieval cooking to 12 apprentices for free, just like her mentors did for her when she joined at age 24.
It was really incredible to meet a group of people who were so willing to share their love for what they did.
The Society for Creative Anachronism's St. Valentine's Day Massacre will be held at the Kalamazoo Expo Center on Saturday. To attend, the SCA asks that you at least attempt to dress in pre-17th century European garb.